From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush's choice for Secretary of State cleared a key congressional hurdle today. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted 16-2 to send the name of National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice to the full Senate for confirmation. NPR's David Wellner has the story from the Capitol.
Rice returned for day two of her confirmation hearing looking poised and confident despite the nearly 10 hours of grilling she endured yesterday. And California Democrat Barbara Boxer promptly announced she'd be voting against Rice's nomination.
It isn't based on qualifications or intelligence or all the rest, because that's obvious. Wonderful, breaking the glass ceiling and all those beautiful things, which I'm proud of. It's not about that. It's about candor. It's about telling the full story.
Boxer accused Rice of telling only half-truths in what she called Rice's zeal to sell the war in Iraq to the American public. Rice replied she'd be the first to say some of the Bush administration's decisions have been bad, as she held out an olive branch to Boxer and the committee as a whole.
I can assure you, I will be candid. My assessments may not always be ones that you want to hear. They may not always be ones with which you agree, but I will tell you what I think, and that's a promise that I make to you today.
Responding to a question about how independent she'd be as Secretary of State, Rice said she's had no trouble telling the president exactly what she thinks. She would not say on which points they've disagreed. Ranking Democrat Joseph Biden made one more try at pinning Rice down on just how many Iraqi forces have been trained.
Tell us, how many of those folks you think, and for God's sake, don't listen to Rumsfeld. He doesn't know what in the hell he's talking about on this.
Rice continued to insist that more than 120,000 Iraqis have been trained.
We are absolutely clear that the key for the administration, the key for America, is to get Iraqi forces trained. We understand that. We are working on it.
That translates then that we have to keep American forces in large numbers there for at least 6 months to a year, right?
Well, Senator, let's have this discussion later. I will say that I don't know if the standard
Believe
is.
Me, I'd rather have it after I was confirmed.
I don't know if the standard is that they have to be able to one for one replace American soldiers.
Biden called Rice's testimony disappointing, though he voted for her confirmation with what he called frustration and reservation. Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry was the only panel member besides Boxer to oppose Rice. Kerry called her qualified to be Secretary of State.
But the fact is that Dr. Rice is one of the principal architects, implementers, and defenders of a series of administration policies and choices that, in my judgment, have not made our country as secure as we ought to be in the aftermath of 9/11.
Other panel members also expressed reservations. Among them was Connecticut Democrat Christopher Dodd.
I was deeply troubled by the unwillingness of Dr. Rice to just very candidly and simply answer the question about torture. It's troubling to me because, as others have said, it's not just the President of the United States, it's the face of American foreign policy, but the Secretary of State as well.
Still, the committee's Republican chairman, Richard Lugar, suggested Rice will have the president's ear more than Colin Powell did as chief diplomat.
At the end of the day, she does have very strong confidence in the President of the United States, and it's a unique relationship.
Democrats wish to debate Rice's nomination in the full Senate, so her expected confirmation there likely won't occur before next week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.